call this special meeting of Amherstburg Town Council to order. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Okay, seeing none. That brings us to 3.1, the official plan amendment to consider the addition of breweries in agricultural areas. Rebecca?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This public meeting is being held just to determine if there's any further public comments. As council will recall, in November, council directed the initiation of the official plan amendment based on a report from the planning division at that time. And since that time, we had one public meeting so far on February 27th. No one attended, and so one further public meeting was scheduled for this evening. The planning division, we've been in contact with the county on several occasions regarding this matter. They're expecting the official plan amendment to go up to the planning department, the manager of planning at the county level with no concern. He's not got any concern for Amherstburg's information. And I've also discussed this amendment with the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing and OMAFRA through Crinklaw, the rural planner. And they are supportive, and correspondence is forthcoming identifying their support for this official plan amendment to add breweries and cideries as an additional secondary use in agricultural areas.
Okay, is there any public comments? Anyone from the public that would like to speak on the issue? Okay, seeing none, is there any questions from council? Council Fryer?
I'll move received and pending council consideration of writing and oral comments received at this public meeting that the official plan amendment number 4, bylaw 2017-8, be considered a future regular council meeting.
Thank you. Is there a second? Councilor Pouget? Okay, I'll ask one last time. Is there any comments or questions? Seeing none. Oh, Councilor Melange?
Rebecca, just discussing the news before the meeting. And the question I asked at the last meeting had to do with the regulatory aspects of not any individual brewery, but a breweries as a general where under the agricultural, they can be determined. I'm going to say minor operation falls under the category that we're talking about. But like I gave, I asked Rebecca the example, okay, let's say that it's a 10,000 liter a year brewery that falls within our regulation. Who's monitoring whether it now becomes a $25,000 or 25,000 liter brewery, and now they fall outside of our bylaw that we're looking to approve? And who's policing that and determining whether or not they need to a different bylaw, we'll say, or a different approval?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The official plan criteria and policies are implemented through the town zoning bylaw, and they're very specific for this land use, which presently permits wineries, and now we're looking to add breweries and cideries under the same premise. And the intent of the zoning bylaw is to regulate the land use, but not the quantity of the alcohol. Each brewery will be subject to site plan control, the site plan control agreement, which will identify the location of all the buildings, a couple of buildings on the property, the parking lot. So we'll be regulating how the brewery is developed at the time of development, and the development agreement or site plan control agreement will be registered against the property. The excise license through the federal government, and then the license issued through the Alcohol and Gaming Commission will regulate the quantity and monitor and manage the quantity of the alcohol on the property. So we will, through our processes, manage the land use, and the Alcohol and Gaming Commission will manage the quantities or restrict and be aware of the quantities.
Okay, any other questions? Seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. And that brings us to item 4, the in-camera meeting. Someone would like to make the motion? Councilor Pouget?
council moved into an in-camera meeting of council directly following special session pursuant to section 239 of the Municipal Act 2001 as amended for the following reasons. Item A, appeal to Ontario Municipal Board, OMB, section 239-2F, advice that is subject to solicitor-client privilege, including communications necessary for that purpose. Item B, building and bylaw divisions, organizational structure, section 239-2D, labor relations or employing negotiations.
Thank you. Second. Councillor Courtney, all those in favor? Carried. We'll move on to